outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, it's September 12th. Good morning, Brigetta.
Hello. It's a shitty day today.
Yeah, it's a little overcast and your mood seems to be the same.
Pretty much. I almost wrecked my car on the way here.
Really?
Yeah, the traffic was horrendous, and all of a sudden the person just stopped,
Yeah.
And I, like, the brakes, thank God I got new brakes, and I literally was like, I'm going to hit them. Like, I'm
really,
going to hit them. Yeah, and then I moved the car, like, sideways to try and slow it down, like, more, because if you wiggle it back and forth, it kind of, like, slows it down.
Right.
So that's what I was doing. I was, like, snaking the car, because there was a car on the lane next to me.
Right, so you can't really move.
So either I hit that BMW that was coming, or I slam into the Mercedes in front of me.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, my God. And thank God, like, as I was, like, I'm hitting them, they actually move forward, like, a second. And I'm like, holy shit. So I was a little shaken up.
Yeah.
I'm still a little shaken up because...
Sure. What the hell? How fast do you think you were going?
I don't know. I mean, it was, like, fine, and then it wasn't. So, I mean...
Yeah. I know. You got to pay attention on these freeways, man. I mean, you know, I know sometimes you just glance over for a split second
and
you can hit someone, you
and
know?
And that's exactly what...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got in an accident on the street, actually, but that was when I... was distracted by a nice pair of legs on the sidewalk.
So I
glanced real quick and I fucking hit the car in front of me.
Oh my God.
It was so fucking embarrassing.
That's really funny. Typical guy.
I know. It's like, you know, I mean, I focus when I drive, but every time there's an attractive woman, you know, it's like, you
forget
gotta
it.
Look, you know.
Oh my
and
God.
It's funny because men are like that. You know, sometimes I watch other people.
Yeah.
And when there's a pretty woman or something walking by, then I start watching the men. And they're all like, you know, salivating and looking over, you know. And I guess we just have to look. I don't know what it is.
I mean, in a way it doesn't bother me, but in a way it does. Like, I don't know. If I feel like if I'm with my guy and you're with me and you're looking at someone else, what the hell?
Yeah.
What am I to you?
No. I mean, I don't condone that, you know. But if you're alone and stuff, you know.
Yeah, if you're alone, whatever. But,
No,
I mean, it's... I've seen it happen to me.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm realizing more and more that I think I should just absolutely be single.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just because, like...
Have you had long relationships before, Brigetta?
Yeah, really long. Like, that's what I usually do, is long relationships. But... I can't take it, like, when it's the in-between. Like, it bothers me.
Yeah.
And I'm at the point where I'm like, I just don't think I can do it anymore.
Not worth it, huh?
No.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, I think you look for relationships where you can feel good about yourself and you can be happy and feel that it's going to, you know, it's going to help you and promote things that you want to do in life and stuff. And then, you know, it turns out to be not what you were thinking.
I mean, you know? Yeah, it just sucks because it can be so amazing.
Yeah.
But then as soon as, like, you know, when something happens and then, like, oh, you have to start back from square one, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, well, now I don't trust anymore. So.
Yeah, you know, the thing is you don't want to have to suffer in the relationship. That's the worst thing that can happen, you know. But I don't know. I mean, it's obviously your decision. You're the one that needs to decide which way you're going to go. But I think, you know, I don't know what it is. You know, I mean, I'm not a fly on the wall, so I can't tell you. But I just accept what you tell me and understand that it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not easy, you know. And so I don't know. I mean, being single suits you just fine.
I mean...
No, look, I think look, from where I'm sitting, I think you're very outgoing, very social, and I think it threatens men, you know? And especially, look, the thing is this, if you go out with a guy, you guys are sitting together, and then you're starting to talk to other people, even to other women, okay, not just men, but other women. The thing is that the guy would feel left out, you know, because you went to the place with him. The thing is, let's say he's not into talking to other people.
Right.
Maybe he doesn't want to make you jealous, whatever it is. But, you know, when you do it, then it creates a problem.
But here's what's not fair, okay? So I was actually just looking at that, the other day. We go out to a place the other day, and I'm with another friend. And, you know, he's talking to the waitress and trying to, like, I mean, if she was hot, I would think he's flirting with her.
Yeah.
But because she's ugly, I was like, no. So, but that's just him being funny. He wants attention. Like, he needs attention all the time. Mm-hmm. And even my friend was like, wow, that was a little... And I'm like, I'm not worried. She was ugly, so I really don't care. You know, like, whatever. But he does it all the time.
Yeah.
And he turns around and starts up conversations. It could be old people. It could be whatever. He just starts up conversations because he wants to feel accepted or wanted.
Oh, I see. So he is outgoing with other people and stuff, right?
To a point. Not,
so when you guys go out and will he talk to other people too, or does he just sit there and wait for
you? If I'm talking to a girl, then he'll talk to other people. He'll be open. If I'm talking to a dude, stews.
Yeah.
But that's my point. It's not fair. It's a double standard. Yet, like, you know, it just irritates me.
Is it a double standard?
Yeah.
I mean, let's say you guys went into
I get yelled at for talking to other people, yet you can do that. Like, that's not fair. And then makes me think, because I see how you're acting in front of me with people, and maybe a little borderline flirtatious, and maybe he's not seeing that, because he kind of does the same thing to old people as he would do the young, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the girls think that. So in my opinion, it's like, you're not acting like you have someone with you.
Right.
So if you're doing that in front of me, what are you doing behind me? Because that's how I feel right now.
Are you behaving the way you should when you go out with someone? Do you feel that?
I absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I mean, then it kind of gives me perspective, because then last night, I met somebody last night who I thought was mega awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't. It reminds me of this person, but an East Coast mentality.
Yeah.
And so, and the first thing out of his mouth was like, wow, you're feisty. You're East Coast. I like it. That's the thing. I'm East Coast.
Right.
I get that. Like, I'm completely East Coast. Mm. So an East Coast person, this is normal, you know? Someone who's from over here and more relaxed and it's different, maybe not get it.
Right.
So I'm kind of realizing that now, that either that mentality has to be known and has to be figured out, or I need to just be back with an East Coast person.
Right.
Because they get it, you know? And
now let me ask you this. So you going out with him to a bar or something, why are you going with him rather than a friend? Because you want to be with him, right?
Right.
You want to spend time with him and stuff. So if you go to a club, why would you start talking to other people? You know,
what
I mean,
do you
the
mean?
Thing is,
like,
you
when?
Guys are there.
Well, when we normally go to like a club or a bar, we don't go to clubs. We go to a bar, because, we are there together.
Right.
How it started happening before when I talked to someone was about the music, and it was to the DJ, and the next thing I know, I'm DJing.
Right.
That was random.
Right.
People came up to me at the table. I can't help that.
Right.
You know, and that's happened at a couple of bars.
Yeah.
I can't help people coming up to me. But he's sitting right next to me.
Right.
We're holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, hello, it shows that we're together, right? And then the other bar the other night, again, like, it's just people around us. Like, they're talking to us. Like, guy came up to us, you know, and started this weird conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these two girls, they were talking next to us, but I made friends with them, and then it all became one big thing.
Right.
But in my, it's just like, he normally doesn't go up to people if we're around. It's not like he's going up to people. And I'm not either. It happens to be, we'll talk to the person next to us or, like, whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happens when I'm not there. I have no idea.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I think, and that's where my insecurities come in, especially that I've seen what he does in front, and then the whole cell phone thing bothers me, and then just other things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and I feel like when you move to a new place,
right?
You know, you are meeting new people. I feel like I should, like, he just moved there, like, I should be involved. You know, like, you're there, and we meet new people, cool. Well, I don't know who they are. You don't know who they are. So, like, why can't we do it together?
Right.
If you're doing it alone, it makes me think other things.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking. He's been going out to bars. Wow. Recently, the past couple of nights.
Wow.
To meet people, to like go to happy hour, check it out. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, well, that's weird, personally.
It is.
Because if I move to a new place, I want to check the area out. Mm. I don't like going alone.
Yeah.
Normally. And I get that he normally does, but I still find it odd. Mm. So, yeah. That's what
I don't know. I think it needs to come easily and naturally, and if it doesn't, you know.
Oh.
But anyway, we have someone calling in. We have a guest.
Guest is coming in. It's Ken Whalen, and he's going to be talking about Santa Monica's Give Back Day.
Okay, cool. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Ken Whalen. How are you guys?
Yes.
Good. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
So
good. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And I'm excited for you to talk about. There's a Santa Monica on the Saturday is called Give Back Day, and I think it's a really cool event that is going on. And why don't you tell everyone what it is?
Sure. Well, thank you guys. It was just an idea I thought of about a month ago, and you're right, it's called Give Back Day. It's Saturday, September 15th, and what we're doing is we're meeting at South. It's a sports bar in Santa Monica at the corner of Wilshire and Stanford at 9:30, and we've galvanized a group of volunteers to put together food and hygiene kits, and then we're going, we're taking a limo bus into Venice Beach in Santa Monica, right by the waterline, and we're passing them out to the less fortunate people that, you know, live along the coastal community there.
Right.
That's awesome.
A lot of homeless people out there.
It's been really amazing, you know, just the response. I took the Ready Fire AIM approach with it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just an idea, and I reached out to a contact of mine at Ralph's, and they loved the idea, and then I reached out to Chobani Yogurt, and you know, a friend of mine that works at Adidas, and, you know, the sponsors have just been so helpful. You know, like Ralph's donated a $100 gift card, so then I was able to go to buy Ralph's and buy $100 worth of deodorant to put in the hygiene kits.
Yeah.
And then, like, Microsoft Store is donating a Ralph's gift card as well that I'm going to use to buy soap. Jersey Mike's is donating mini sub sandwiches, Frito-Lay donating packages of chips, Aqua Hydrates donating water, and Nick Paul Mitchell's donating a little miniature shampoo and conditioner bottles. Del Taco's donating coupons for food. And even, you know, companies like Natural Balance, I reached out to them because, you know, a lot of people there, you know, that live
dogs.
You know, there have pets.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
great
route. Prizes as well. Cheesecake Factory donated a gift card. Adidas donated some backpacks.
Wow. And you raised all the sponsorship yourself?
I did. That's my background. I spent 8 years with the Lakers organization. I come from the sports marketing world. Mm-hmm. And recently I spent about 2 years with Make-A-Wish Foundation. I'm no longer with them. But in between, as I'm looking for my next consulting or in-house job opportunity, this idea just kind of came to my head, and I thought, why not? And what we're doing, it's funny because the stars kind of aligned, because when I called Jackson's Limo, it turns out that they have the E.J. Jackson Foundation, and what he does with his foundation is a few days before Thanksgiving every year, he does a Turkey Day giveaway where he feeds the less fortunate in South Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So he donated the limo bus, and what I'm going to do is sell raffle tickets for the raffle items, like the Adidas backpack or the Bellacures gift card or the gift card to Cheesecake Factory. And 220 Fitness, also in Venice, donated a free month membership. And the money I raised then, I'm going to give to the E.J. Jackson Foundation to support what they're doing. It was just a cold call to them. It was the first limo company that I cold called, hoping that I could get something donated, because my fear was that, you know, once we get the gift bags ready to distribute the food and hygiene kits, that it would be hard for people, the volunteers, to drive themselves into Venice, and there'd be some attrition due to parking issues.
Right, yeah, for sure.
So they donated a 22-passenger bus we're going to get on, and then we're going to surprise them, and I don't know how much we're going to raise. It could be $40. It could be $400. But whatever we raise, well, we help them buy some more turkeys for their event. Like, this, the missions just kind of aligned, so.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. Obviously, you're going to make a lot of people happy this year. And, you know, I really admire when people sort of, like, go out of themselves and actually help other people, you know, especially during the holidays. Tell people where they can go. You said Saturday, right? This Saturday?
Right. This Saturday, it's at, we're going to be meeting at South in Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting at 9:30.
Right.
And the address is 3801 Wilshire Boulevard. It's South Sports Bar there. We're going to meet there at 9:30.
That's 9:30 in the morning?
Yeah, 9:30 a.m.
Okay.
Saturday morning. Right.
Right.
And we're going to be getting on to the bus about 10:30, and then spend an hour from 11 to 12 passing out the food and hygiene kits.
Mm.
And then everyone's going to get back on the bus and is invited to go, you know, back to South. And, you know, they have a big college football crowd there every Saturday, so people
awesome.
Can stay and get to know each other and watch some college football, and it'll just be a lot of fun. So,
yeah.
And it's, you know, I definitely have to, you know, I might even give a mention to, you know, Nestle. They're donated power bars. And actually, a good friend of mine is Dr. Jason Nguyen. He's a dentist in Santa Ana, and I went to college with him. And what he donated was these little bags. They're like little travel kits with toothpaste, toothbrushes, and dental floss.
Mm.
So he donated you those.
Wow,
so,
this is amazing. Yeah. You know, get some people. I mean, this is really noble what you're doing. You know, and what do you normally do? What is your profession?
I come from a sports marketing background, mm-hmm. Business development, sponsorship, sales. Like I said, I spent 8 years with the Lakers. I started with them. I went to UC Riverside undergrad, and I started with them as an intern right out of college in the corporate sponsorships department.
Mm-hmm. How cool.
What's that?
I said, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's been fun. So, yeah, and then spent some time in a couple different sports agencies in town, and most recently was with Make-A-Wish, running the corporate alliances division for the LA chapter.
Right. So you're good at raising money and sponsors and things like that. That's amazing. Yeah. You're obviously a good salesman, right?
Obviously what?
I said you're a good salesman, you know, making those cold calls and actually getting responses from people is not easy. It's not easy.
Oh, boy, I hope so.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and this event's been real fun to work on, and you know, we'll see, you know, where it takes us. It'll just be nice to be helping these people on Saturday. And, you know, who knows? It could be, maybe become something bigger someday where we do it in Orange County and then maybe do it in the Inland Empire. I'm just not sure, you know, if it really takes off.
Yeah. This is cool. But, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it works out, you know, you can do more of this. And definitely we're happy to promote it. So everybody, Saturday at 9:30 in the morning, Santa Monica. What's the place called again?
It's called South, S-O-U-T-H.
Oh, okay, South, okay.
Yeah, South is popular.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to post it on my page, too, so that everyone can see it as well. I'll post the flyer on our page. So, awesome. Thank you so much, and congrats on all of this and putting it all together.
Thank you guys so much. I just really appreciate your support. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Of course, of course. And I wish we could get word to the needy people, but they're probably not listening to internet radio. So, you know, we'll at least get the people that can help.
There's so many, though. It's so true. Like, I think this is wonderful that you're doing it. And you know what? A thing, too, is like, I totally forgot about this. My sister does this program, just so you know. I don't know if you know about it, but back on the East Coast, Ralph's and Whole Foods, you know, they have to keep their food on the shelf for a certain time, then they throw it away. And they're actually throwing away really good food that's not spoiled into the dumpsters behind. So she started this program with someone else, and it's become huge now, and where they go and they go back where they know what day that they're put near the dumpsters, right. And the managers actually give them, put them in bags and put them in their cars, and they take them to the homeless.
Very smart.
So
very smart.
Just FYI, between me or me and you or everyone else is listening. but so you have an idea for maybe next time or something too. So.
Yeah.
Hey, right. No, definitely. Yeah, that's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in and let us in on this. It's very exciting. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun. And all the best to you. Good luck with this.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Sam.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it, guys.
For sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's cool.
Yeah. So
I think that's a really great idea.
I know. I like when people give back and stuff, you know. I mean, I don't think about doing that very often, but I should, you know. I mean, it really helps. And it helps you, too, because you sort of like, you know, you come out of yourself and you focus on other people. And it's a good thing to come out of your head sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I feel like maybe I need to help and give back, too, on those days because.
Yeah. But you do. I mean, you do things like that, which is nice.
I do. I just feel like I need to, do more.
Yeah.
Last night I went to Cops for Causes event, which was really cool. And it was hosted by Polly Perrette and Jack Osborne.
Mm-hmm.
And Polly, she's from NCIS. She's that girl with the bangs, the dark hair girl with the bangs.
You know, I never watched it, but I heard of the show. Okay.
Anyway, so it was great. It was really good to see like everyone give back. And basically what they were doing was sending like 10,000 donuts from Krispy Kreme over to the troops.
Really?
And signing the boxes. Wow. And it was cool. And it was a lot of troops that were there last night. A lot of Marines, Army, Navy. It was all combined.
Mm-hmm.
They had the, I think it was the Marines, their band that played. Which is really cool. There's this group from, I forget what the girls group was called. They're Disney. But I'm telling you what, I'm going to post the video on Facebook later.
Really?
This girl is like 10 years old and can wail like no other. And she sang, God, what's that? Leona, whatever her name is. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Leona who?
I don't know if that was her name.
Mm.
Whatever singer, I don't know. I forget her freaking name. Whatever. She sang this song last night that not anyone can really do.
Really?
And it was killer. At 10 years old, you sounded like you were 30, you know, singing. And it was just, it was amazing. It was incredible.
Yeah.
So, cool event. And Cops for Causes, they do a lot of different things for the community and whatnot. And I've raced on their Spartan team before, Spartan races, and raised money. So, it was cool. It was good to go to. It was at Pink Taco last night. Huge event.
Yeah?
Yeah. Really cool turnout. So.
Sounds good.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
Made me feel good, but yeah. Anyway, so back
anyway,
to guy
so.
Drama.
Yeah, back to guy talk. I think we pretty much, you know, I think we pretty much covered it. And I don't know what to tell you, Brigetta. You know, I mean, look, as a friend, I would tell you, you know, just move on because you're not happy with this. It's causing you too much drama.
I know.
Much,
I'm really not happy. That's
you know,
the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, you should be happy. You know, I mean, how, you know, if this is happening in the first year, what's going to happen years down the road, you know? And, sometimes things don't work out. You know, you just got to accept it and move on.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. But it seems like it's a recurring problem with you. So, you know, I don't know. Unless you guys really work on it, it might always be a bone of contention between you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Agreed.
Yeah. So, a lot of things are happening. Our American ambassador in Libya was killed, and along with four other Americans. Apparently, there's an anti-Islamic movie circling around, and of course, those Muslims can't just let things be. So, this has become like an international thing now with mobs protesting and shit. Our embassies were attacked both in Egypt and in Libya.
Jesus.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know why, you know, so now they're blaming it on other groups and things like that. You know, it's like everything just to not get involved and admit that we're being attacked all the fucking time, you know, and people don't understand this. And, you know, it's like trying to appease everybody else, the international community. But, you know, I mean, when your ambassador is killed, man, you don't just sit back, you know.
No.
So I'm wondering to see what's going to happen there.
No one said anything about, has there been like a...
Well, no, I mean, statement? Obama and Hillary Clinton were condemning it and everything, but they're careful to say it was just a group of people and it's not, you know, and the Libyan government was apologizing and all this shit. But, you know, this is bullshit. Somebody's got to pay for this.
Yeah.
And big time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, so that's that. Who are the Ravens playing this week?
I forgot.
Do you know?
Yeah, I did, but I don't know.
Okay.
My brain.
Well, if
not
you don't know, that's fine. I just focusing. Thought you knew it off, you know, the top of your head.
Normally I do, but my head's not right here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Yeah. So I don't know. You know, I mean, it's you got to hear this story. I guess this man stabbed his girlfriend after learning she had HIV.
What?
Yeah. So,
well,
yeah.
I mean, did she give it to him?
I don't know if she did, but he's saying she killed me, so I killed her.
Well, you know what? There you go.
You're okay with
that? I don't have a problem with that. I don't.
Let's see. I don't know that he actually got it, but, you know, but I guess he had sex with her and stuff, and then she told him that she had IV, but it's not that bad, she told him.
It's not that bad?
Right.
Hi, I have a disease that kills me and kills you, but it's not that bad.
Right.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, that really irritates me. And do you know that if you knowingly have AIDS and you sleep with someone, that's actually murder? You can be arrested for
that's
that?
That's true, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know there's a similar case that sort of happened that I am aware of last year and to someone near me, and I thought it was really fucked up. So I really believe in this, and I think it's bullshit. You know what? If he stabbed her, good. Because then maybe she'll stop going around and spreading around to everyone else, because clearly she doesn't give a shit.
Right.
And clearly she knows about it. So that's fucked.
Yeah, but is this the way to solve it, though? I mean, he's going to sit in jail for the rest of his life, you know?
So?
Was charged with murder.
Yeah, but you know what? Why? She murdered him, basically. You know?
Yeah, but that's to be discovered in court. And besides, I don't think that's a reason to kill somebody.
I do. I'll tell you what. If you gave me that, I would fucking kill you.
Yeah.
I would.
But it's not within the law. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I agree with how you feel.
This is bullshit. That's why I feel like eye for an eye, dude. Like, it's utter fucking bullshit. It's okay if you give me a disease that's going to kill me, yet I can't turn around and kill you. Mm. Because here's the thing. If I hit you first, or if you hit me first, I'm allowed to hit you back in self-defense.
Right.
So why can't I kill you after you've just given me something that'll kill me?
Because
why?
Just kill people, yeah.
I
hear what you're saying, you know, but...
That's something that really pisses me off. Like, I can't explain to you how irritated I will get from that.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad he killed the bitch. Yeah. Good. I'm glad. Absolutely glad.
Okay, but what about her children? She's got a 7 and 8-year-old.
Oh, well.
You know,
then maybe she should have thought about that before she decided to spread, you know, AIDS around instead of, oh, feel sorry for me because I have it, so I'm going to make you have it too so we can be miserable together and die together.
Right.
Her, you know, she's going to die anyway.
Yeah.
Not my problem.
Okay. Oh, man.
See, this is when I really hate people.
Yeah. So listen to this. There's this woman who's got a medical condition that nobody can define or really cure anything, and it makes her look very weird. Her face is very weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one eye is like sort of like, you know, off color and things like that. She's got big teeth, small chin, things like that. She's not very attractive, and you can imagine that she probably gets like people that stare and, you know, and say things and stuff.
Right.
And I don't know, I listen to this and I mean, my heart breaks for her, because just imagine being in that position, you know, where you don't look normal, you don't look like other people.
Right.
So here, let's hear about a minute of what she had to say. This is like very inspiring.
It's not easy. I will be the first to tell you it's not easy. I may have this outer exterior of people saying that she can handle anything. She's dealt with this for so long. And to be honest, I'm human. And of course, these things are going to hurt. But at the end of the day, these things are just words. And there are people hiding behind their computers. And yes, they do hurt. But their judgments of me isn't who I am. and I'm not going to let those things define me. So I have to remind myself that these people are just going to keep talking about me, but it's not going to hold me back.
Do you ever wonder who these people are? Do you have any sense? I mean, do you encounter them out in the world? Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder the people who think that, the people who do call me the ugliest woman in the world, I wonder, well, what do you look like? How are you so much better than I am? Just because I have a syndrome, you think you're a model? So I really do wonder. And these people, again, are mostly anonymous people. So if they are so proud of who they are, they would show their face, but they don't.
And I want to remind people.
Yeah, this is
that's so sad.
Isn't it sad, though?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you go through life as it is. It's already, you know, you're suffering from a condition and stuff. And, you know, you just, you feel different from everybody else. And then you have to take all this. I can imagine when she was a child, it was probably 100 times worse.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And God, you know, I mean, to be called that is just...
But see, I don't understand, like, people know when you have Down syndrome or you know, something like that, that you don't look right either.
Right.
So, but they don't make fun of them.
Right.
I mean, they make fun of, like, it in general, like, on shows and stuff. Like, it's, you know, jokingly, like, you know, like, Saturday Night Live and stuff. But not to people's faces and not to, like, they don't do that. So why would they do it to her?
Yeah.
They wouldn't, they, I don't know, I haven't seen a picture of her, so I don't know what she looks like.
Yeah. There's a video of her on CNN.com if you want to watch.
The internet was being feisty, and so I was getting really irritated. But
yeah, I mean, you can, you know, the it's a Dr. Drew show, so you'll probably be able to pick it up. But it just, you know, when I hear these things, it's just like, I mean,
so
my heart just breaks for them, you know?
Right.
Because it's so hard to go through life like this. As it is, it's hard to go through life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when you look good and stuff. But except when you're a really hot chick, that's a different story.
Yeah.
then you can do anything you want.
To a point.
It's a funny thing, man. But no, it's true. You know, I mean, when you're an attractive woman, all the doors open to you. Men will do anything for you.
Yeah, but then do you really want that attention? Because, you know, that's what I get that. And then I'm like, well, I don't know if they're being sincere or not.
That's true.
Sometimes I never know.
You don't want the attention, huh? Because you can't go anywhere without people staring or making comments.
I have no idea if they're being for real or not. Or if they're being, like, nice because they think I'm funny. Or if it's because, they know I'm on TV or on, you know, whatever.
Right.
Or if they just think I'm some hot chick and technically all they're thinking about is undressing me with their eyes and thinking that they can do that later. I have no idea.
Mm.
So I just, you know, I'm me and I just continue. This is also an argument that I have with guys that I'm dating because I don't know. And I am very naive to what goes on around me. I just think, I don't know and I don't want to think about it. So I'm just me. I do what I do and I find out later. And sometimes I play a little dumb, because if I play dumb, then I can usually find out what your motives are. If they're literally just trying to get in my pants, or if they're actually because you think I'm cool.
Yeah.
So
what do you mean play dumb? Like you don't understand what's going on or something? Pretend?
Yeah. Kind of like, oh my God. Like, really? Oh my God. Okay, well, you know, just fucking being a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know, because if you act like an idiot, then people that see through that, because some people can, because, like, sometimes, I mean, you can't help, sometimes intelligent comments will come through, and then you're like, oh, shit, that was too smart. I shouldn't say that. You know what I mean? People will see through it and be like, huh, I wonder what's behind that, you know?
Right.
And others will just take it for focus value, or face value, and just, you know, you can see what, because that's the thing, like, if you do that, and I've done this for years, if you do that, you will see if people are just using you for who you are, who you know, or just to get in your pants.
Right.
Or if they actually want to take the time to get to know you.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Well, most men will want to get into your pants first, then they'll talk to you. You know, it's a little different.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah. I guess, do you ever watch the show The Talk with Sharon Osbourne and... What's the name? Julie Chen and
I don't, you know, but I should.
So I guess they're showing on TV here. They did a show without makeup. All of them showed up without makeup.
That's so cool.
Let me tell you though, they don't look the same.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, makeup is like war paint. You know, I mean, the thing is, you totally change the way you look, and
yeah,
you know, but You know, I don't like to see a lot of makeup. You know, what happens like on TV now with high definition and stuff, you can see everything.
Yeah.
And you can see even the piles of makeup they put on them, and it's just gross. You know, I'm looking at a woman. Yeah.
You know. I think that's great that they did that. I think that's awesome.
They had the whole audience show up without makeup.
That's great.
All sitting in towels and stuff.
That's really great.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. I guess, if you're confident in yourself, then you can go out even without makeup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but God, they look so different. They look like they just got out of bed.
Well, I am really glad that they did that, actually. I'm looking at it now, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah. You guys can see that on CNN.com, too.
Love CNN.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, so did you hear about how Chris Brown apparently got a tattoo on his neck? He did get a tattoo on his neck, and apparently it's a Rihanna.
But he's saying it's not Rihanna.
That's what he's saying. So that's interesting.
Does it look like her?
It does look like her.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
These people are fucking crazy, the things that they do, you know? I mean, why would you tattoo someone's name or likeness on you, you know, when you don't know that you're going to be with them for the rest of your life? You know, what's the point?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get tattoos at all. How many do you have? Five, did you say?
Yeah.
Wow, five tattoos.
But they're, like, hidden, so it's not like you really know where they are.
Yeah, but you have a really big one on the side, right?
Mm-hmm, down the side.
Yeah, down the side.
If I'm wearing a bikini, you'll know, but...
Yeah, that's true.
So. Okay, sorry, I just wanted to say... Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Remember I was saying Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson was a whole PR stunt?
Right.
Angelina Jolie calls the Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson a PR stunt.
Really?
In her Jolie Project Twitter account, Angelina Jolie voices her opinion on and what she refers to as the Kristen Rob thing. She feels it's probably a typical PR stunt in which the studio gains and the actor, in this case, Kristen and Rob, lose. Exactly. So the same thing. CelebDirtyLaundry.com weighs in calling the Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart a showmance. And that's basically what I'm saying is, and this is exactly what...
Right. It is what you said.
It's a PR stunt. Exactly. Because the new movie is coming out.
Well, but if Angelina Jolie says that, it doesn't mean that it is, but...
Right. But see, what I'm trying to let you know is mm-hmm. we know from being in the industry what PR people do.
That's true.
And studios do. And they do it to gain more press and attention around the film that they're going to release.
Wow.
So that's
and,
what
And the actors are okay with that? I mean, like you said,
it is what it is. You sign a contract, they can promote the movie any way they want.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, and they sometimes cause drama between people without you even realizing
it. Yeah, I mean, what the hell? I'd be really pissed if this is my employer and I made a movie for them.
Right. Well,
and then they throw you under the bus. I mean, what the fuck, you know?
Because here's the next one. Robert Pattinson refuses to commit to international Breaking Dawn promos. So, he refuses to make a firm commitment to attend the Breaking Dawn 2 premiere in Tokyo, London, and Madrid. Even though, according to The Sun, Rob agreed to walk the red carpet with Kristen at the November Breaking Dawn 2 premiere in the U.S., the international tours are another story.
Mm.
So, do you see what I'm saying? It's all to go around Breaking Dawn in the movie. And now they're saying, Kristen's affair came after her parents' divorce. Her parents filed for divorce. And then after that is when she went crazy and went on, had an affair with Rupert Sanders, the director, and, you know, instability caused her, it's just like all this shit, you know, it's just like such crap. But basically, this is all built up by PR.
Well,
people.
It's built up, but it did happen. It's not like it didn't happen.
Right, but what I'm
saying is
sometimes they put people in your way on purpose. So, like, let's say, like, you know, me and my guy are together, right? And the studio will shove someone else in to try, and that person will try. And then they know we're going through a lot. And then maybe, it's true, it takes two, but you give in, you're put in a situation, or you're drunk, or whatever, and it happens. They're doing it because they're so persistent, and they want it to happen. They want to stir up trouble. Or we don't know. Mm. This all could be fake, and they're just fine.
Yeah.
And that could be... You know, this all could be, okay, well, you just go along with
it. But there's pictures. I mean, there's pictures of her kissing the other guy and all this stuff, you know. So I don't know.
And then again, were Kristen and him really together in the first place?
Yeah, who knows?
And that's another thing. And that's where the showmance comes in. Because on every movie you work on, when you're the leading role and your two leading roles, you're going to wind up hooking up. It's just the way it is. You feel for each other.
Yeah, many times they do.
All the time. And
because it's very intimate and you spend a lot of time with each other.
Every day.
That's why Hollywood relationships are...
hard.
Are very hard.
Yep.
You know, because you have both people doing the same thing. And
it's got to be a lot of trust from whoever you're with, and that's the thing. And it's what it boils down to, basically.
Yeah, and it's hard, you know. I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
I've heard of movie couples who've had problems with that, you know, difficulties with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Do you know that one listener wrote to me? He wrote a very nice long email, and I don't remember the name because I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but. He did write something about us talking about sharks and saying they're mammals. Do you remember anything like that, that we discussed sharks?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it must have been a long time ago. But he claims sharks are not mammals, so he was laughing when we said that.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I would think a shark is a mammal, but I don't know. Do they lay eggs, sharks?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, you see...
No, they don't lay eggs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They've got to be mammals.
They bear them live.
Yeah.
Oh,
just like, whales and dolphins, no?
Sharks, mammal, or fish.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not if he took the time out to write that.
Marine mammals is what it says. Hold on. I'm on Wikipedia. I mean, they're a group of fish. They are fish.
Oh,
so, I mean... Yeah, they're not mammals. No, they're not mammals because they don't come
mammals.
Up for air.
Right.
Dolphins are mammals.
Right.
So, I mean, we've never had that discussion thing that they were
I know.
Mammals.
I don't know.
We talked about dolphins, I think.
Mm.
And dolphins are mammals because they come up for air.
Right.
I don't know if we talked about... I don't know, maybe because we were talking about sharks eating people or eating...
But if you're not a mammal, then you lay eggs, right?
I don't know.
I think so, yeah. That's what it's about, man. I don't know about shark eggs, but
I don't remember.
Maybe there is something.
I haven't been to fourth grade in years, so.
I mean, the shark's egg would be bigger than a fucking ostrich.
They don't lay eggs, but I know like fish. Yeah, but you're right. A lot of fish do lay eggs. So, or do they have? I don't know.
Okay, we give up on this one.
I just don't care.
I'm sure somebody's gonna write us about it, but that's fine. That's what we want to find out, you know.
Exactly. Oh, so I'm also to everyone. I'm going to be on Kato Kaelin's show today at 12 to 2:45, I believe.
Mm.
I don't really know what time it airs, but I think it's 1 to 3.
Is it live?
Yeah, it's live.
What channel?
I forget, so it's on my Facebook page. Facebook.com/Brigetta.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'll put it on there. Or it's on there now.
So we have to turn it on in about, a couple hours, right?
Yeah, but you just got to look. It's on here.
They'll probably put it on YouTube too, won't they?
Probably, but it's on live TV.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know, I'm getting it.
Where's it at?
It's in Beverly Hills.
Mm.
But it's being taped live. You know what really sucks is when the computer doesn't do what you want it to do when you want to do it.
Well,
and
that's
I don't
what
understand
computers are all about.
The new fucking Facebook makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
So I can't find anything on here anymore.
Mm. Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Tell you later.
I think right now Apple is announcing the new products. I can't wait to see that. Already people lining up for the iPhone 5, which is reportedly going to be... have a bigger screen, which means it's going to be a bigger phone. They're also talking about a smaller iPad. So we'll see what happens there.
Oh, yes, I found it. So Tailgating with Kato Kaelin today. You can watch it live. And if you tweet questions to me at Real Brigetta or at Film on Live, they will answer them or they will read them during the show and I'll answer them.
Mm-hmm.
And then... The Film On channel, it's channel 64 for AT&T UVerse, Dish, and DirecTV.
Mm-hmm.
Channel 32 for Time Warner. Channel 47 for Time Warner in the South Bay. And in Marina Del Rey, Time Warner is channel 14.
Okay, so channel 32 on cable here.
Yep.
Okay.
Time Warner, yep. 64 for AT&T,
well, I'm gonna
Dish,
watch
and
it.
Direct.
I'm going to watch it. You should tape it.
I think It's set on our
Your DVR.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So it's just amazing how many people have iPhones. You know, it's like you walk around and almost every person has one, and it's just amazing to me. There are some other cool phones too. People are showing me some good Android phones, and they look pretty good. You know, they have more options and things like that, but I don't know, man. You can't beat the fucking iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I need to get one. I mean, I want to get one, but I don't want to pay for it. So yeah. I'd rather just stick with T-Mobile and my free phones.
Cool. Well, I'm also going to be on something. I was invited to be on a panel for a talk radio conference next month.
Yay.
And it's called the panel is called the Modern Pioneers. So here I am, a fucking pioneer. So you better give me some respect.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
And I'm going to be on a panel with Tom Likas and Shadow Stevens.
That's awesome.
Yeah, who are radio legends. And so it's going to be cool. Unfortunately, it's not going to be for the public. But at the same time, you know, we're getting a lot of recognition for the station, and I'm really proud of that, you know. And I want to thank everybody who congratulated me on Facebook. It's really cool. And to all our listeners, please go on Facebook, find our page, Same in the Morning with Bridgetta, and please like us. And it's a cool page because we put up pictures of our guests and all kinds of stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Yep.
And that's it for today, Bridgetta. I hope your drive home will be a lot safer.
Thank you.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. By the way, tomorrow I'm expecting the porn star, so you guys should be tuned in. I'm sure it's going to be fun. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.